Shiver me timbers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one, the only Rum Report here on the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. And as always, I'm joined by my badass co-host, our resident fanalist, my boy, your boy, Nick Coward. What is good, bro?
What's good, homie? What's good, Rum family?
Bro, I'm stoked for today's episode. Doing a little bit something different today. We have a special guest that'll be stopping by later on a basketball player of the TBL, the basketball league. The basketball league is a new professional basketball league that streams on Sportscaster. Their games stream on Sportscaster. You guys can go check out all the action there on Sportscaster. And we are actually, the Rum Boys, our company is actually one of many official commentators for that action. So make sure you guys check us out. Support us over on Sportscaster. Support the players. We're going to be talking to Bernard Edwards later on in the show of the Jamestown Jackals. Of course, before we get into everything, bro, you know we got to pay some bills. We got to keep the lights on at the end of the day. Make sure that you guys do check. If you're a podcaster, you're looking to monetize your podcast, you're probably sitting back wondering, damn, how can I get some bread? Check out podcorn.com. Once again, this episode and all the episodes this week are sponsored by podcorn.com. We greatly appreciate you guys. Podcorn.com seamlessly connects you to other sponsors or to sponsors. You set your rate. They will pay you based on your rate to read their ads and promote them. And this week, we're actually promoting Podcorn themselves. Check them out at podcorn.com/podcasters. Sign up. Start making that shmoney today. Alrighty, bro. You ready for business?
I woke up like this, dog.
I woke up like this. Hell yes. I like how you just like drop the camera and come back up with like a whole full body shot of yourself. That wasn't planned, by the way. Cheers to me. Cheers to you. All the Rum Boys and girls, what it do?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. You're going to have a kick-ass show, bro.
Hell yeah, man. I'm psyched for it. It's going to be good. They're all good, but this one's going to be good.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the moment, this one's going to be good.
Yeah. the next few for sure. Like, just, so I'm so amped. First topic here on the Rum Report that we got a report on, my brother. You had actually brought this up to me after our last episode together. AB is suing Destroying for copyright infringement. I'm sorry, I'm a football player, you know, that CTE kicked in. AB is suing Destroying for copyright infringement. Dude, WTF, what is going on here, bro?
They did some funny shit. Just when I thought, like, I gotta apologize to the Rum family, to anybody that listens, that last week, like, I take back my comments, like, hey, he's gonna probably be on the straight and narrow, like, let's see. The dude went full retard again. Like, the dude played himself again.
Bro, one of my old, when you just brought up that Tropic Thunder reference, one of my old drill sergeants, right, back in the Air Force, man, this dude used to hit us with that all the time. Don't you ever go full trainee. And like he would call us, you know, trainee, because like to really insult us, because like, you know, if anyone that's seen that movie, you know that he's saying full retard. And like, yeah, man. And you're right. AB completely did. At first when I watched the clip, so the clip was posted to Antonio Brown's Instagram. It was an Instagram live, as everything that gets Antonio Brown is in trouble is on Instagram live. And he had pretty much went live and stated, which is now deleted, that we hungry out here, bro, flexing the abs. You know, yeah. he's showing that there's a six. He's like, we eating, we hungry. Pretty much begging, destroying for a portion of the earnings off of the three videos that they had did together.
Yeah.
Now, let's keep in mind that AB actually reached out to Destroying, and he had wanted to you know, feature and, you know, do those 1v1s and so on and so forth. Do those videos with him. Bro, how messed up is it? Like if for you to... This is all community. Like, this is all social media at the end of the day. Realistically. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's laughable, man. Like, the fact that he hit him up, tried to get on his shit and kind of, like, save face as, like, a little PR stunt. And then he's going to, like, double back on, like, I'm hungry, give me some money. And Destroying sat with him and gave him some advice on, like YouTube and building a brand and, like, how to, like, build his shit up. Like, I don't know, man. He broke some homie code in a sense. And I even, dude, in Fragment and just, like, him fucking making up words like Stephen A. Smith, like, cracked me up, dude. I kind of, like, Destroying said he'd give a bando to whoever explained and gave a definition for Infragment. I did that on his page. I was hanging out with you when we were here, but Infragment, impartial or lesser amount. Example, AB uses his brain in fragments, or Vontaze Burfict left Antonio's mind in fragments. Finally, AB will be in fragments when LP knocks his ass out.
So, Destroying, we gave you the definition of a fragment, and we even utilized it with some humor.
Yeah.
I think you need...
sentences, dog. They don't even do that shit at the, what do they call that? The spelling bee.
Dude, I can't believe that AB went there and did that. And funny thing is, you know how in the video, Destroying had said that AB was going to have... He was going to have clown emojis all underneath all of his posts. So AB went live today on Instagram. And you know who had to stop in there? Yours truly. You know, I had to stop in the chat and see what's good, you know? Just see what's good. And sure enough, I have never seen... So we thought that it was bad when everyone trolled Adam Rank. Like, I thought that the Adam Rank's YouTube was bad. No, the amount of clown emojis that were in this Instagram live stream, and need I remind you, this live stream, they were popping bottles, celebrating his two singles. They were, like, playing, like, Roddy Ricch, Backseat. Like, they were having a good time. I don't think that whoever was holding the camera must have been looking at the comments, or either they were just like, we're not going to ruin this moment and bring up the fact that he's getting clown emojied right now. Because it was bad, dude. It was bad.
That's hilarious. The dude brings it on himself, man. He continues to play himself. He needs help. I will say, though, it is something that he admitted. He's just like, sometimes I just be getting pissed off, and I think I have that CTE shit.
Yo, he did. Yeah, it was a self admission of him feeling that he had CTE. He even said, he's like, I feel like I got CTE sometimes when I'm doing this stuff. Da da da. You know. Your brain is letting you know. You know.
Yeah, and like, dude, like we were talking about it. He seemed like he was fucked up on something, but it just might be the CTE. It just might be the level and degree of his mental fucking illness at this point.
It's too much. He's sipping on too much rosé, and he don't get drug tested anymore, so you know he's probably, you know, smoking a little bit, so.
I don't know.
You know.
Shit makes you that fucked up. Like,
I don't know.
We gotta get his dealer's number.
getting into the next topic here. This one actually is gonna hit home for you here. We're actually touching on a couple of people's fan bases in this one. Myles Garrett reinstated as of yesterday. Many are stating that the NFL was not strict enough, and that the punishment should have at least been dragged into at least the first game. Stephen A. Smith, how do you feel? Do you feel that this is time served, or should the NFL try to make a little bit of an example, at least one game?
Oh no, I feel like they kind of already made the example. I think time's already been served. I've talked with you about this. I think I was on Rumbles at the Dark, or maybe one of the first Rumble reports, or I think I just talked with you about this a couple times at length, man. Mason Rudolph was without fault. Like, yeah, Myles Garrett overreact. He took it too far, man. I would have just threw the helmet in the stands, gave a fan a collectible, and I would have gave him a three-piece combo without the slaw and biscuit and just fucking went on about the day. Get over there, dog.
He got me. Yeah.
Gotcha. Hey, but I think it's time served. Like, I think, like, the lens of it, like, the scope of it, like, how we live, like, this society nowadays, like, we always touch on it, like, soft PC culture. I feel like if the NFL didn't suspend him, like, they suspended him indefinitely to, like, look good, like, to put that in a certain lens and, like, come off as, like, all right, like, we did what we needed to do. But Miles is the type of guy, Miles, I think it really, I said it in the past, it really says something that a guy that's, like, into poetry,
painting, he's on the side, he's a paleontologist.
Yeah, he's got a paleontology degree, he writes poetry, he's into Temptations and Motown and, like, that type of, like, oldie music, and he's super low-key and chill.
He got punched by a fan and did nothing.
Yeah, and he grew up, like, supposedly it was, you know, like, a racist comment came out. I also talked about this. I'll make that point in a second, but I think it says something that the dude grew up in kind of like a predominantly like old white area, and he dealt with racism. Like, I mean, it still exists today. It's sad that it does exist today, but you're not gonna really stop it because there's assholes on all sides. I think it like really says something that like he had that reaction. It had to be something foul because he's so like low key and chill. And two, even I respect him like as a man for like not outing him publicly. I talked to you about this. Like you had an opinion on this that was different to my opinion. I felt that you felt that he kind of like was like reaching to try to make it like not as a long suspension or like to make.
Yeah,
it, like,
I felt that it was a reach.
I felt like he tried to make it not common knowledge that, like, hey, this dude said some foul shit because he understands how media and outrage culture and, like, political correctness goes today. I kind of, like, see him as, like, a level-headed, perspective-based, like, gentleman about that shit. That he kept it, he kept that to court knowledge or, like, court-like atmosphere knowledge.
Yeah, to the arbitrators
in their proceeding, and kept it to himself. And one other player like did know about it. Larry Ogunjobi, he told about, but Larry Ogunjobi is a man of class too. Like,
so where I stand with the whole thing, I mean, because I don't want to like you know go back and like revisit like all of it. Where I stand with the whole thing, it's time served. Hands down, I get where both Vernon Davis and Stephen A. Smith were coming from. You know, maybe you just drag it into one game into the season. I mean, that one game's not really affecting like a whole hell of a lot. I mean, but even still, like, I felt that would have came out that, like, they're still going to drag it in into next year. I'm like, come on, it's a new year. You know, that's the way that I would have been looking at it. I just wanted it to be done and over. They did what I wanted them to do in the end. And that's let's let the man play, you know.
Yeah. It even won me like $10. I bet with somebody. I'm just like, I heard an article, I read an article, I should have sent it to you a while back, that came from, like, somebody in the NFL, like, with, like, the company, the brand, the organization, said that, like, high-profile players like that, that especially, like, don't have a history, like, you want to see them out there because they gotta protect the brand. They're all about the shield. It's like a big-name quarterback being out, so... They were going to do their due diligence as long as he showed that he grew from it, learned from his mistakes, felt some sort of way, was apologetic for it. And I think he did that. That's Miles' character. Like, he's a really good dude. He's a real, like, deep, critical thinking mind. He's a good dude.
Yeah. I mean, like,
that was just a lapse in judgment. Like,
it all happens. People get angry. I mean, you know... The NFL, football in general, I know that I say stuff on the field, and I've gotten into you know, a scuffle here and there. So, like I said, they did the right thing. Yeah. Lasers.
Bro,
Jameis
Winston is burning a hole through your back.
Right, I know. Now. It's like, damn. It feels like it a little bit, too. Like just looking at it, and I'm like, I've really set this up this way. Jameis Winston gets LASIK eye surgery. Does he now go from 30 to 30, 20 to 20 that easily? Is that really what was wrong with him? I mean, you got some eyes now, Jameis. Do you improve?
Yeah, he's got some eyes now. Maybe it'll help his field of play. All the time, you would see him on the sideline. Even going back to Florida State days, you would just see him just full-on squints all the time. Like, up at the Jumbotron, what's going on the other side of the field. So, you know, maybe you could attribute some of them interceptions and those risky plays downfield to him just his squint game coming up short.
Bro, so when I was going to look for Jameis Winston images to create this here, there was a long list of him just squinting of like multiple different images. Like, I thought at first, I was like, are these the same ones? And I started looking, and you can see the dates on them, and it was for real different dates and different times of just different photographers catching him on the sidelines squinting hard as hell trying to see what's happening on the field. Maybe you can attribute it to that, but I mean, nonetheless, you got some eyes now, Jameis. I'm expecting you to pay for your crab legs and throw less picks next year wherever you end up going. Who knows, Phillip Rivers could possibly be taking your job. They took their jobs. So, yeah, you know, I just hope that you go from that 30 to 30, and now that you got some 20-20, we get less picks.
Yeah, I think it'll help him. I don't know. Eyesight helps anybody, man. I should already got LASIK. I wear contacts. I wear glasses. I got, like, four different pairs of glasses. As soon as, like, start to get tired of it, I'm getting to be around 30 soon. I'm just going to go can break down and get LASIK done.
You know what? If I need to do the same thing. Winston, you go out there and you ball out. I will go ahead and I'll get LASIK as well. Show me that it works.
What's that?
I said, Jameis, show me that it works.
Hell yeah, be an advocate for us, dog.
you are now endorsing LASIK eye surgery. Getting into our next topic here, the Bears are rumored to possibly be, you know, to possibly dangle middle linebacker Khalil Mack in front of the Washington Redskins for the 102 overall pick this year to go and grab Chase Young. Thoughts on both sides of the coin here, Nick?
I don't know, man. With all that they gave up, like, you know, I'm a Raiders fan too. With all that they gave up for that, and me feeling as a Raiders fan, like, we won the trade, like, Josh Jacobs is going to be a fucking stud, just saying. And I want to see who we go with the pick this year too. But I think they would play themselves. I think it's too early. You had 1 year where that defense was fucking stout and just incredible. This year they were a little underwhelming. Losing Callahan, losing Amos was big. It really affected the back end. But there's still studs there. Like, that's still a solid team. And I think Nagy this year, like, he won Coach of the Year that 1 year. He showed some flashes of having brilliance and having excellent play call. But I know a lot of Bears fans. I've been talking at length about this. I like Mitchell Trubisky. I would give him a fourth year. Like, I don't like to judge guys till after their fourth year. It's even kind of like where I'm at with Baker. It's even like kind of like Derek Carr. I gave him even that time, too. All guys, I'd like give them through their fourth, but I think that Nagy just got too cute, like with play call, and he was very good a couple years back at doing what like was not expected by other teams' defenses, like with his offensive play call. But I always say, like, my like mantra or like thought or like one sentence about like Nagy and the Bears that you saw last year: paralysis by overanalysis. Like, trying to get too cute. Trying to, like, think ahead. Like, what are they going to expect? Let's do the opposite. They're going to expect us to do this. Let's do that. Like, it was just too cute. No. I would run it back. I'd keep Mac. Like, Mac is a talent, man. I would love to have Mac back. Like, if it takes a number two overall, I like Chase Young. I think Chase Young has all the capability, all the potential in the world. But I don't know, man. I wouldn't deal Mac after you gave up all that to get him, like, knowing the type of talent that he is, and especially, it was talked about with the Bengals, right? Or not the for
no for, one, for no for the 102. So they're dangling in front of the Redskins.
Okay. Yeah. See, I don't even think that's a good idea for like you guys. Like, I would take that fucking D end and like not take that linebacker. You guys do need some linebacker help.
Yeah.
But you guys are another team, man. Like, going in this year, I remember talking with you and saying that I was really looking at that defense. I thought that defense would really show through and do some special things and be a solid core group. But they kind of, like, let it down. But the whole team let it down. You had coaching issues. Your season's fucked when you fire your coach. What is it, five, six games in the year?
Five games in. I mean, but he needed to go anyway. So the season needed to work out the way that it did. For the betterment of the culture, period, point blank. With all the new young guys that are there, you need someone that's going to understand them, that's going to help develop them, that's going to be hard on them, but not too hard, thus bringing in Ron Rivera, so on and so forth. So everything played out, in terms of that stuff, perfect. I don't like this move by the Chicago Bears, first off. Let me start with the Chicago Bears. Before we get into bringing Mr. B. Shuttlesworth, Bernard Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, onto the show with the Bears, I don't like the fact that you're kind of giving up on Khalil Mack just a little too soon after you have given all of that to go and get him, like you had just mentioned. It makes you look really dumb.
It makes you look like you rushed and made a rash move.
Very rash. The Redskins, we need the defensive end more than we need the linebacker. And we're getting youth with that defensive end as well. I say for the sake of just that, especially alone, you got to go out and you got to go get Chase Young, Washington. The Bears, you look dumb if you get rid of Khalil Mack. If we end up with Mack, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, that was dumb for us to give up the second overall pick. We just got Khalil Mack.
In my opinion, you're giving up. You already have Ron Rivera, so you're giving up like a guy like Julius Peppers, who has experience like with him. Like, I think Chase Young's play style is like that, but also like a little bit of Javon curse, a little evil-ass curse mixed in there.
College curse, I hope.
For a sack machine edge rush that it can do some things in the pass game too. Like, I mean, Mack is a stud player, man. He's a hybrid. He's really something. But I don't know, man. I think that you guys are gonna want Ron Rivera is old school. He's meat and potatoes. He's blue collar. Mm-hmm. He's gonna want to win the trenches, dude. You guys are probably gonna go D line, O line, and maybe throw a guy in your secondary. Maybe let Dunbar walk, like we talked about this last week, and Maybe just get another like set of young legs at corner. And
either Bradbury comes over from Carolina or Moreland just moves from the nickel over to the outside corner.
Yeah, and I know I'm an Ohio State fan. I think Isaiah Simmons is the best linebacker in the draft. I also like Clemson a little bit too. Almost went there for school. Shout out to Clemson. Love you guys.
Dilly dilly.
Hell yeah. But I would look at one of those Ohio State linebackers in like the third round, man. Like Warner, Harrison, or Borland. I think they would really mix in well with your guys' squad. Especially Warner.
Yeah. No, I like it, man. I agree. Yeah, we could go out and we could probably get linebacker help later in the draft if we're really going to be that pressed for a linebacker. I'd have to take a look at free agency at the linebacker position, but I mean we could probably go out there and we could get us a vet even. I don't like it.
So you being a Skins fan, with this being such a deep running back draft, Would you go for a guy in free agency, another vet? Would you draw like a thunder and lightning, a 1-2 punch, somebody with a Adrian Peterson, or would you go somebody in the draft because of how deep this draft is? Like you could really get a decent back, like a young pair of fresh legs in the fourth, fifth round.
The only running back in terms of free agency that I would want Washington to go after would be David Johnson. We take the gamble on you know the injury risk there. I think that's the only guy in free agency I'm looking at. Otherwise, I mean, yeah, we could go through the draft, or we could even at that position we could sit back, bank on the potential bounce back health of Darius Geis. We look at what Dalvin Cook has done this past year. Dalvin Cook had those back to back years of the injuries, and then now you know he's now a little bit more healthy, a little bit more stable. Of course, we saw him go down at the end of the year.
So, a crazy scenario I'd like to see, man. Like you said, Johnson. I think it would be better for you guys to go through the draft and get a running back.
Exactly.
We talked about it too in previous episodes. Geis is done, man. That dude farts too hard and gets hurt, like for real.
Exactly.
And I had mentioned like a hot take. Like I want to see DJ go and try out in Chicago. I think he'd be a good change of pace. Having him and Montgomery work off each other would be fucking great for them. And they got to get back to like stout defense and a solid run game, and like have Trubisky not have a lot of it be on his shoulders, but have him make some plays when he needs to. But I would really like to see Chicago, like, in order to get some pieces or get some capital, because to even make that trade to go get Chase Young and move Mack, you really don't have very much capital. Like, you're not really working with, but you probably have to give up another player. And crazy idea, if Rivers does go to Tampa Bay, I would like to see maybe them make a move and try and get Tariq Cohen off the Bears, because Rivers is great with receiving backs.
You want a little midget Cohen, a little short ass Cohen? Oh God, to go to Tampa. Hey,
it would be a change of pace. It would give him like, because we know we talked about it last episode that Rivers is kind of done. It's gonna be a lot of quick plays. It's gonna be a lot of slants. It's gonna be a lot of like ins, outs, fucking drag routes, because Rivers is about done. His arm's about done. He's going to try and play, but he could use a little receiving back. He's always had a good receiving back, somebody that could catch out the backfield. And we talked about it last time that Peyton Barber and Rojo are not a number one. Rojo should be your red zone guy only, and Barber is a third string back in this league.
Well, we'll definitely have to revisit this. You know, I would love to deep dive a little bit more into it. Just here on the other side of the show, we are going to be joined by our special guest, Bernard Edwards. He's going to be live with us, so make sure you guys stick around, tune in for that. Just one second here. We are going to kick back. Make sure, you know, we pay some bills really fast, and then bring in our special guest. Want to give a quick shout out to Thrive Fantasy, Thrive Fantasy app, for all of your prop betting needs. Be sure to check out Thrive Fantasy app. You can download that on Apple or Android devices. Put it on your tablet, your phone, whatever the case may be. You make 10 props, 2 icebreakers in case you go to a tie. And then at the end of your whatever it is that you're playing on, whether it's PGA, whether it's esports, whether it's NBA, NFL, XFL props should be coming soon. You will have you'll be able to play and make some money that way. Alrighty. And it looks like Mr. Edwards is just about ready here in 1 second. I'm gonna just get into some tunes really quick and we'll be right back. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back after a quick intermission. Don't forget, Eternal Feels Sue, the album by Shaman Noel, drops tomorrow. Make sure you guys check it out. We are now joined on the second half of the Rum Report here on the Rum Boys Fantasy Network with our special guest, Bernard Edwards. What is going on, brother? Oh, I think we're not able to hear you. You got your, I think it might be the headphones. We'll see. Hold up, we got some audio. There we go.
I got him. I hear him.
Awesome, awesome.
Yep. Yeah, we got you, homie. What's up, man?
Okay, I had to take the headphones off. No, I was just saying I appreciate you guys having me.
Greatly, greatly appreciate it, brother. Welcome, welcome. You are our very first TBL interview. I'm super ecstatic. I'm super excited. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Bernard, first, brother, man. Well, you just came off of a big 41-point game, holding it down there for the Jamestown Jackals. Big congrats on that performance.
Appreciate that.
Hey, no worries, man. What was going through your mind throughout the flow of the game there against the Owensboro Thoroughbreds?
You know, early in the game, we got a little chippy. We started talking back and forth a little bit. And a lot of times, you know, that get me going. So early in the game, I mean, we started really playing as a team and really playing together. So a lot of good shots came my way. So it was real easy for me to just, you know, just do what I work on every day and just make those shots off my teammates. So it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It started going in and I started feeling good.
Hell yeah. Hey, once the good gets going, the going gets good. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Once you start hitting, man, that rim's like an ocean, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, did you had, I know that you had, you wanted to get in with the question.
Yeah, man, I know you grew up in Michigan, right, man?
Yes, sir. Detroit.
Hell yeah. I grew up in Ohio, man. Cleveland, man. Kind of Detroit and Cleveland are really similar, man. But I was curious, man, like being on the road and stuff like that. I'm a nutritionist, man, but I'm also a hooper, too. keep a lookout for me, man. I'm gonna maybe try out for a team in the league. But being a nutritionist, being into food, man. You like home cooking? Like you like stuff from back home, like mom's house, or like you got a favorite food or like a favorite spot out on the road where like the grub just is your type.
I mean, it's nothing like the home cooking. I mean, mom's, pops, my auntie Pat macaroni and cheese. It's nothing like that home cooking, but I definitely enjoy eating out too, you know what I mean? Going to nice restaurants and eating as well. So my favorite, I would have to say, I love a nice steak, you know what I mean? That probably ain't the best thing being a Hooper, but from time to time, I gotta treat myself a little bit. I would love a nice little steak.
Hell yeah, man. Get you that creatine, dog.
the protein. Let's see here. Now you guys take on the Tampa Bay Titans on Saturday, and you guys put up a lot of points. They put up a lot of points. I'll actually be having the owner of the Titans on the show Tuesday. What are you guys thinking about, and what do you feel like the keys to victory are going to be for the Jamestown Jackals and for yourself as well?
I mean, honestly, I mean, as far as, you know, they go, we go over the scout, you know, you want to know what each player does. You know what I mean? We want to be able to, you know, this guy goes left, this guy goes right, different things like that. But, like, outside of that, man, we just want to keep building and being better with what we do. You know, we're just starting to really gel as a team. Like, that last game has definitely been our best game. We really moved the ball from side to side. So it's more so just us focusing on what we do and keep on getting better with the things that we do well. Personally, I mean, I just got to go out there and be myself. You know, early in the season, I even got benched early in the season for not being aggressive. So, you know, my teammates, my coaches, you know, they want me to be aggressive. They want me to go out there and try to score and make plays for other guys. So, you know, for me, it's just being myself for the team. You know, we just keep on trying to move forward and doing the things that we do well.
Amen. Nick Howard.
Yeah, man. I know you play small forward, right? Power forward? Small forward?
One through four, wherever you need.
One through four. All right, so you're a point forward. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a little nitty-gritty point guard myself, but what you like, man? Like where you feel most comfortable? Like, you like shooting? You like playing D? Like, you like distributing? Like, obviously, you're saying you're a point forward. You probably like playmaking a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I like to do a little bit of everything. You know, if I got a smaller guy on me, I go to the post. You know, if I got a bigger guy on me, I try to drive from – I can drive from the perimeter. You know, I'm one of our guys that stretch the floor. I shoot a lot of threes, too. So, you know, it's just a feel, you know, just to see where I'm at on the court and see where shots coming from. A lot of times, like now, with the rhythm that we starting to get, I end up with a lot of open shots off because I got some great teammates. So, you know, I got some point guards that make plays. We got some great bigs. So, a lot of times I'm ended up getting open threes off of, you know, the movement and from other guys making plays. So, it's just easy for me to get good catch and shoot shots, you know.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. Amen to that. I like it. What has it been like so far playing in the TBL and also playing with the Jackals as well? I remember I was doing some research. You had actually traveled from being with the San Diego Waves to now you went from the West Coast to now up there in New York on the East Coast.
You know, San Diego was beautiful, man. It was, you know, it was a great town. It was definitely a beautiful spot to be in. Jamestown is, you know, it's a lot colder. Like the community support, you know, the impact that we have in the community is huge. Like, it does it. Like, I love that type of stuff. Like, I love working with kids and the youth. So, you know, the support and the effect that we're able to have here is big, and I really, you know, appreciate being able to do that type of stuff. As far as like the coaching staff and the organization, you know, it's all been great. You know, they really try to take care of us and make sure, you know, we have all the things that we need to succeed and to be, you know, healthy and to be in great shape. So, all in all, it's been great. I mean, it's been a great experience. I almost was about to play for the Jackals last season, and I ended up going off to San Diego. So, you know, this has kind of been something that's been in the making. So, you know, I'm glad to be here and excited to, you know, see what we can do with the season. But we got a special group of guys. So, you know, the more and more we gel, I just feel like we're going to do some special things in the community. The support and the love that we receive, and you know the way we're able to give back has been special.
Yeah, like you had just mentioned, you know, guys have an incredible group of guys. I mean, already early in the season, it's looking like that the playoff race is super close, and you guys are right in the thick of things. And when you also look at, you know, the point spreads and the way they're going between, you know, different teams, you're right in the thick of things. I could probably way too early maybe say that you're in that top four range, you know, of some of the top scoring teams in the league. So, I mean, you guys just got to keep laying it on and keep building there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a film junkie too. So, you know, I've looked at other teams in the league. I'm familiar with a lot of other players and stuff. So, I mean, you know, no knock to anybody else, but I feel like we got one of the best teams for sure. Like, hands down, one of the best teams. It's just on us to gel. And on us to, you know, play together. You know, it's like, you know, there's a lot of guys in this league that's very talented and that's played overseas and played in other places. You know, the difference between here and overseas is, you know, here you got 12 Americans or 10 Americans on your team that all, you know, can get buckets and all can play. So the quicker you can gel and the quicker you can play together, you know, the more success you will have. So, like, our first game, you know, you could really see, you know what I mean? Like we just didn't know how to play with each other yet. So, each game, we've been building on that and getting better and better. And I feel like, you know, we've been practicing hard and competing. So, I just feel like, you know, we're going to show, like, how good we really are and how good we can be. Like, I really have a lot of faith and a lot of trust in this team we have.
Hell yeah, Nate.
That's awesome, man. You got faith in the squad, man. You got camaraderie in the locker room like that. Yeah. I always preach momentum and consistency, man. Yeah, consistency will get you momentum. You start to lose some consistency, the momentum already built up will get you back on track.
Yeah, we're starting to learn about each other as, you know, as individuals and personally. So, you know, it's, you know, like right now we got 5-6 guys downstairs watching a movie on the couch right now, all hanging out. You know, in the beginning of the season it wasn't really like that. So, you know, we keep building that chemistry, and guys, you know, when you know that your brother has your back, you're going to go that much harder for him. So we starting to really build that now.
That's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
What's road life like, man, being on the road all the time?
I mean, it's cool, you know. They've been making sure we getting some good hotels, you know, nice beds, getting some good sleep. You know, it's a grind. I mean, you know, you got to make sure your body is feeling good. You know what I mean? Hopping on planes and, you know what I mean? It's, like I said, staying in hotels and different things. So, like, it's fun, too, because that's when you really get to build with your teammates. Yeah. You got nobody but each other. So, you know, it's fun. We get to hang out and talk trash and laugh a lot. You know what I mean? So, honestly, I like the road. You know what I mean? Right now, we're 1-0 on the road.
Yep, I was just about to say.
We're about to have another road trip, so I'm excited. You know, we're going to Florida. We get a little sun. So, I'm excited.
Really quick, I did not intentionally plan, and I did not really look at the schedule when I was doing the bookings. I didn't anticipate to have you on, Bernard, and then have the owner of the Titans on. Do you have any words for your opponent, though, before y'all take the court?
All right, I'll put it like this, right? Last season, they came to San Diego and got a dub on it. And I was a little hot that game, so...
Oh.
I'm definitely looking for a little revenge, but a lot of respect to them guys, man. He got the ball. They got a good team over there. You know what I mean? But we definitely coming with it. I've been waiting for this for a little while now. And one of my homeboys from Detroit actually played for them. So it's always good to see the homie from the crib. But you know, we walk in that gym, I don't know, dude.
Yep, I don't know you. I don't know you. Hey.
Going until out of the game when we win. So I'm looking forward to playing.
That's how it is, man.
I like it. Well, Mr. Bichelle, I'm excited to have you on the show Tuesday, but hey, a game is a game is a game. I'm excited to commentate that matchup, by the way.
Look, you need to bring the winner back. You don't want to have a loser on after we beat them.
Gotta go get
it. I like it.
Oh,
hey, man, but you being from Detroit, Michigan, are you a Lions fan? What's your teams?
When I was younger, I was a huge Rams fan. You know, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, and them boys. I was a huge Rams fan.
Okay.
But, you know, Detroit, I mean, that's my hometown. So, you know, I definitely root for the Lions and want for us to do good with the Pistons. I'm trying. You know, when I was younger, I had a problem with them because they drafted Darko instead of Melo. Melo was my favorite guy at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, being a young buck, I was hurt. But I definitely got love for all the Detroit teams for sure.
Yeah, they did really well, though, the early 2000s, man. They had quite a squad there.
Yeah, I like Rashid and them boys. I ain't gonna lie, but I definitely was hating because I wanted to see Melo or D-Wade in the Pistons.
Hey, your Pistons gave my Lakers problems back in the day, man.
Man, I was a sucker for Mr. Big Shot, man.
Chauncey was my man.
Yeah, he was
nice with it.
Let's see. So we got two more, and the second one here, the second last one, I'm gonna chop up a little bit differently. Keeping it on the top of Instagram, you already talked about your impact in the community with the Jackals. I want to talk about your Instagram name, B_Shuttlesworth. How did that come about? What's the story?
So, I mean, you know, Jesus Shuttlesworth, Jake Shuttlesworth, he got game. But I was just, growing up, man, that was one of my favorite movies, man. I love that movie.
Yo.
And I always say Jake was the code. I say Jake, and I say Ship from Above the Rim. I mean,
yeah. Juice? No, Above the Rim.
Yeah, Above the Rim. I'm tripping. Yeah, yep. Above the Rim. So Jake Shuttlesworth and Ship from Above the Rim, I always said was the two greatest hoopers of all time. So I thought, so a lot, like on my PlayStation, my name is, you know, Young Ship, and my Instagram is B Shuttlesworth. So I always love those movies. Those two are my favorite movies. So that's just what that's from.
I like it. And then finally.
Plus, I think I'm a bucket, so, you know.
Hey, by the way, your shot from beyond the arc, I love it. I love it. It's just so just wet. I was, damn.
Appreciate that, man.
No worries, brother. And then finally, what advice do you have? I mean, of course, unless Nick has one more for you. What advice do you have for the young ballers out there? We have a lot of the younger culture that likes, you know, watch us over on Sportscaster, you know, the play-by-play camp kids. So on and so forth. What advice do you have for the young up-and-comers?
I mean, it's going to sound a little cliche, but it's so true. I mean, school, you just got school come first, you know?
Yes.
Get those grades together because if you a 3.5 student and another guy a 2.3 student and he's a little bit better than you, that school probably going to want you because they know they don't have to worry about, you know, your grades. They know they don't have to worry about you getting in trouble. So if you're in a position where you could focus in and get your schoolwork done and focus and do the right things, you know, off the court, I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, if you're a hooper, you're going to be in that gym because that's what you love to do. That's your passion. So, you know, that part of the game, that's on you to just want to, you know, fight for what you love. But just making those off-court decisions is so huge. You know what I mean? Getting those grades is so huge. Just trying to help others, you know what I mean? Like, the popularity stuff, like, that stuff go out by the time you get out of high school and all that stuff out the window anyway. So,
yep.
You know, I just try to advise the youngins to, you know, focus in and get their grades together. You know, guys, you know, if you're in high school and there's some guys who are not that popular, sit with them at lunch sometimes. You know, show people that you got some love and respect for them regardless of what their status is and all that stuff. You know, that stuff don't really matter at the end of the day. So I just try to, you know, encourage them to be better people and to really make sure those grades good, because that's going to be the key to getting into a good school, a good college. You know, that's key to, you know, if an overseas team look and say, hey, he got a 3.8 in college, we know if we bring him to our country, he's not going to be out here acting crazy and acting wild, you know. So it's all about your image and just, you know, trying to be positive with what you're doing.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Nick, you got anything else, man?
Yeah, I'm curious to know, man. Like you being a hooper, like we already covered some stuff, but who's your favorite player ever? Who's your favorite player in the league right now? And who do you think?
Tracy McGrady. My
Okay.
bad, my bad.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Go
I was
ahead,
gonna
my
ask
bad.
too. Who do you think like your game kind of like is kind of like
Modeled after.
on level or comparison with? Like who do you model your game after?
Okay. Well, Tracy McGrady is hands down my favorite player of all time. That I've never seen a bucket like that man in my life. That man is a pure bucket. He played defense, his size, athleticism. Tracy McGrady is my guy on the court. That's my guy. Right now in the league, James Harden for sure. I just love his offensive abilities. I just love the fact that teams are trying defenses on him that you've never seen in the NBA before. Like you've never seen defenses play the way they're trying to play James Harden. Like he's getting trapped at half court. They stand behind him. Like it's crazy to see that type of stuff. So I'm a real big fan of Harden's game. I love Devin Booker. He is a bucket. I'm talking about fluid, just natural bucket. As you can see, I like offense a lot.
Heck
As
yeah.
you can see, but what was the last question?
Who do you think like your game's kind of like model it, or who do you like try to play style like?
All right, so I steal some of Harden stuff, like going to the rim, drawing fouls. I steal a lot of Harden stuff on that. Ever since then, when I just scored 41 points, my teammates been calling me a little Paul Pierce, and that I score like Paul Pierce, and I'm slow with it, but I'm slow, but I'm kind of quick, and that my moves is like, you know what I'm saying, I'm catching people with the spin moves because they can't tell what I'm about to do. So I always been a fan of Paul Pierce too, though, but at that time Tracy McGrady was really my guy. So I would say a little bit of Harden, a little bit of Pierce. I was just watching Poppy God on Instagram. I'm like, oh, I gotta steal that move. I seen him do a move. I said, ooh, that's right in my back. I gotta steal that. So I'm really just a fan of the game. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that I see that I'm like, okay, that's nice. Like I like that. I might try to put it in my game or just put on notice. Like, hey, that was nice. That dude was nice. So I just think I'm a fan of the game. Student of the game. I try to be a student of the game at least.
Heck yeah, man. That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Hey, man. Well, we appreciate you stopping by the show, Bernard. Make sure you guys follow Mr. Edwards, B_Shuttlesworth on Instagram, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And anything else you want to plug, shout out? It's all yours.
Just shout out to the Jamestown Jackals, my teammates. You know what I'm saying? We ride or we die. You know what I'm saying? We rocking with each other. These my guys. Shout out to the organization, the staff, Miss Kayla. You know what I'm saying? We my family. Love y'all. Shout out to y'all for having me on. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you fellas. It's big. So, yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Hey, I'm gonna have to send. I mean, I'm sure we make them in your size, but I'm gonna have to send you a Run Boys shirt. Hook you up, man. We got them in black as well. I appreciate you for coming on the show. So just a token of my appreciation.
I'm gonna tag you when it. Go ahead and send it out.
I appreciate it, B. I appreciate it, man.
All day.
Hell yeah,
all
man.
Day.
Hey, well, I appreciate you for coming to the show, brother, man. Big salute.
Luke, man, appreciate you, boys. Y'all stay up.
All right, man, for sure. Good meeting you, man.
I'll be commentating
and
this weekend.
Shout out to that mac and cheese we were talking about. Shit made everybody,
hey,
all
listen,
of us in the chat.
You ever in Detroit, I had Auntie Pat whip up some of that mac and cheese. I'm trying to tell you.
Bro.
You, like
you don't even know.
Trying to tell you.
Love it, man. I appreciate
right.
it, dog.
All right, for sure.
Hey.
All
right, take care, homie. Good luck this season, man.
All right, y'all too.
Appreciate it, brother. Hell yeah! What hell of an interview! Like, I just want to take a second.
He's chill, man. I like the play style. I like the shit he was saying. I like the camaraderie with the team. I want to be his point guard, man.
Dude,
not gonna lie.
I've already started getting you a couple of details together. I'm gonna send you a package here. Hang on, let me take care of the Spotify timer. We did that right on time.
That was good. Man, he is really chill.
Hang on, really quick. I gotta just read that list one more time because I was not recording on Spotify.
Oh, you weren't. Go ahead, man. Okay.
So, who do you have winning the NBA dunk contest? Pat Connaughton of the Milwaukee Bucks. Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic, Dwight Howard of the Los Angeles Lakers, Derrick Jones Jr. of the Miami Heat.
Dude, Jones is a bad man at dunking the ball. But I don't sleep on my boy Connaughton, man. That dude's got some skills too. He's got some deceptive athleticism. I think though, like I gotta say, man, I heard that Kobe was gonna help out Dwight with his dunk contest dunks. And yeah. Rest in peace, Kobe, man. I wish we could have seen that. I'm feeling bad for Dwight because I don't know how he's gonna be, like, you know, going into that. I saw an interview and it
almost was heavy, man.
It hit. But I'm gonna go between Connaughton and Jones. I'm giving Jones a slight edge, but I don't know. Connaughton could surprise some people.
So I am. Going to my pick is going to be Dwight Howard. I just think that so much is just set up, and he's gonna come out with that aggression of my bro's not here anymore, you know. Yeah. So Mamba mentality is just gonna be emotional for him, but it's gonna activate, and he's coming out huge. He's gonna have, you know, some type of gimmick or something or whatever the case. I'm excited for it. And I'm excited for all the tributes as well that are going to be going down this weekend. But I'm picking Dwight Howard. That's no slight to Aaron Gordon. I'm not even thinking that Connaughton's coming close. I know that Derrick Jones is a beast, and you know, he's got the 360 game on lock. But I just think that it's all Dwight, bro.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But don't sleep on content. Like, I didn't even mention Gordon. I apologize for that, because that man has skill with the orange too, and yamming some shit. That battle between him and Levine was fucking nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. I look at, like, I like dark horses, man. I like underdogs. So, like, that's why I got, like, I'm wanting to see what Patty does.
I like it. I like it. I wasn't ready for you to honestly go that direction. But all good. All good. I like it. I was hoping kind of like for that take. So Damian Lillard has pretty much withdrawn from all All-Star activities. Devin Booker is now going to be taking his place. Devin Booker, who honestly probably should have already been an All-Star in the first place, but we'll leave that, you know, neither here nor there. So Devin Booker now steps in for Damian Lillard. Who do you have winning the three-point contest? Booker, Buddy Hield, Trey Young, Ice Trey the Gang, Joe Harris, Duncan Robinson, Zach LaVine, Devontae Graham or Davis Bertans?
For me, it's between Buddy and Joe Harris. And I'm giving the slight edge to Buddy, I think.
I like the take with Buddy. I'm hearing a lot of Joe Harris from everyone else in the media industry. Treat, yes, I've been hearing a lot of don't sleep on Bertans. I'm going completely against the grain here, and I'm going with Ice Trey the Gang. Trey Young. Everyone knows that I've been such a Trey Young supporter. Like, come on. You guys have seen almost now 2 years worth of debates between me and JD, where he'll go Luka Doncic. I go Trae Young. And that's going to be a lifelong debate between him and I. Forever. There's no way that I'm... If Trae Young is in the category, that's my guy. Let's just be clear. I was very close to saying Devin Booker. I was very... Or Devin Booker, wow. I put two fucking players' names together. I was very close to saying Devin Booker.
Yeah. That... He could do well, too. I think he'll end up being, like, third.
You say Booker's going to be third?
Yeah. I could see him having a good performance.
I'm going with Ice Trae Gang, bro. It's Trae way over here.
See, with Trae, like... I'm kind of a believer in Trae. Like, I hated on him at first. I said he was too little. But I like the dude, man. I like the work ethic. I like the... Like the grind, and he's like one of those nitty gritty scorers. I think he's one of those that scores better with a hand in his face. So that's why I kind of like wouldn't take him in something like this. I mean, everybody is good in just shorts, just that shoot around, you know, from three. Even Ben Simmons hits that shit. But I don't know, man. I think Trae, like Ice Trae is like literally. I think he's better with the hand in his face. I don't know, like, the three-point contest, the hand's not in your face. So I think a guy that, like, really just is used to that practice environment and just knocking shots. I'm going with Buddy with the slight edge because Buddy's just a fucking G at that three-point shot. But, like, don't sleep on Joe Harris, man. That dude is
I'm not like sleeping on Joe Harris.
That dude is, like, a couple hundred of shots day type dude from three.
Bro, you know, I think you know me better that I'm not going to sleep. I'm not. I just want, for once, because I could say this. Yes, overall, Luka Doncic is a better player than Trae Young. But just give me this one W. Just as a fan of his, just let me have it. Just because I can't keep taking everyone telling me he's always going to come up short. And then they hit me with the pun intended because he's little. I'm a fan of the little guy. So I'm rocking Trae Young, a.k.a. Trae Way, a.k.a. Little light skin, a.k.a. I ran out of a.k.a.'s, Ice Trae Gang, Trae Young, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to happen. Bro, did you see the roster for the celebrity game, by the way?
No, I didn't see that. But real quick, before we go into that, who do you got coming in dead last?
You ready for me to piss off Chicago fans?
Oh, hell no. I'm a LaVine believer, dog.
I'm a LaVine believer, too. I'm a LaVine believer, too. But I think that it's gonna be... I think that the way that this three-point contest is set, an underdog can easily rise. And we could easily see one of these big-name guys be the person in last. And I think that it could be Zach. It's not saying anything about his game. And it's not saying that he's going to miss a bunch of shots. It's that the competition is very thick.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a very high three-point contest. Like, I think practically everybody's going to be knocking every other basket down. Just because of the way the game is developed three-point shooting-wise. I mean, the three-point shot... It's more beautiful than the dunk almost. Yeah. When I'm gonna be covering the 3-point contest, I guarantee you I'm gonna be like ooh, like just over and over. I mean, it's an art, dude.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, what the fuck, boy. I got LaVine not doing very well either. I love Zach LaVine. He's my boy. I wish we traded with Chicago for him.
I want Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I know. Me and you fucking said. I told you, I'm getting him fucking first. Fuck you. But fuck your Lakers. You guys already have enough. I'm already tired of watching fucking 1924 win fucking basketball. But I think Graham's coming in dead last.
I like it. I like that take. I'm not knocking that take. I actually have nothing. I don't even think I can argue that, to be honest. I can't argue the lot.
I don't sleep on Bertans. I don't know. I think it's.
I'm not sleeping on Bertans at all. That's why I did not say him last. I'm not, but I'm also not going on record and picking him as a winner. So if he wins, cool. I wasn't wrong. I wasn't right. You know, Levine, with my Levine take, more power to Levine if you go out there and prove me wrong. You probably will, Levine. But
yeah, I think
someone's got to get voted off the island.
Yeah. I think Levine's done a three-point before, right?
Yeah, Levine's done a three-point before. He's used to this. But yeah. Like I said, I think it's going to be, like, I'm just doing one of the, like, I think that it's going to be so outlandish. It's Chicago. It's, like, fucking comedy capital. Like, so many celebrities everywhere. I just feel like, I mean, and that's his home, like, or, well, his home team plays. I just feel like he could possibly falter in front of the home base. You know,
I think, man,
it's completely outlandish and off the wall. I know.
Yeah. Why I said Graham is just because, like, I don't know, of all the guys, like, he's the lesser name of all those. And I don't sleep on Burton. Like, Burton's a lesser name too. He's known, but Graham, I think the inexperience, I don't think it's going to actually happen. But I could see him going Khalil Lewis and fucking Mom Spaghetti and just fucking up and having a bad performance.
You said this man's gonna go Mom's Spaghetti. Holy fuck.
Khalil Lewis, dog. That dude looks like a baller, but that shit was so goddamn funny to see him yak at the fucking 3-yard line. Like, right before the play, like, you could tell he's just like,
okay. Bro, so the funniest part about that clip is that the fact that you could see his stomach kind of do the worm before he did it, and he just so subtly lifted up the face mask. He said, just, and then look back up like nothing just happened.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. Oh man. But yeah, dude. I like that. I like that. I like the Khalil Lewis fucking, XFL picks tomorrow night on Run Boys After Dark, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I didn't include the XFL here today. And plus, it's NBA All-Star Weekend. We got to get that hype. So the celebrity basketball game, dude, like, this is kind of one of my favorite events of the whole All-Star Weekend, because we get to see famous people that we watch on TV or listen to in music fall and falter. Who are you looking forward to seeing in the celebrity game? I know Quavo, he's been, you know, reigning MVP. There's going to be a few comedians. I'm pulling up the celebs now.
Dude, I hope Bill Burr is playing.
Dude.
If you said comedians, I would die if Bill Burr was out there.
Hang on, I'm pulling up the Celebrity Basketball Game 2020 roster right now, presented by Ruffles. Yo, I didn't know that Chip was still around until I was researching and getting ready to cover this event. So first, it's coaches Pat Wilbon or Mike Wilbon and Stephen A. Smith.
Wilbon, I'm taking Wilbon's team already. Stephen A. is just about to be screaming and yelling.
But here's the squad that Stephen A. has. He's got Ronnie 2K. He's got Quavo. He's got Chance the Rapper as a captain. He's got Anthony Spice Adams, a.k.a. Kareem E. Biggums. You know, and just in the Aja Wilson from the WNBA and Darius Miles from the NBA on his team. Mark Larcy, co-owner of the Bucks there. Taylor Bennett, who I have no fucking idea is. They said rapper, recording artist. I've never heard this dude on a rap album.
I don't think so. He's probably got a stage name.
Yeah, LaRoyce Hawkins, actor from Chicago PD. Do people watch basic cable sitcoms still? So that's Stephen A's team.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I don't even know who's on Wilbon's yet, and I'm saying fuck no. Like, Ryan 2K, I'm a 2K player. Fucking, it's been the same for years past. Your fucking game sucks. You guys rush it out, and you try to make profit off of people's stupidity. I boycotted you this year. I'm glad I fucking did, because I hear everybody complaining. And at hooping, he's a fucking bum.
Who?
He's a bum at a lot of aspects of life, he's a bum at hooping. And Darius Miles, fuck Darius Miles. Like, I wanted to like Darius Miles. I fell in love with him as a kid, and he fucked me. Like,
oh, Stephen A. Stephen A. also has Lil Rel Howery. Lil Rel. You know the comedian?
Yeah, Rel.
The dude with the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got that dude. So it's gonna be funny there. Who are you saying that you before Darius Miles that you don't like?
Ronnie 2K.
Oh, Ronnie 2K, yeah.
Fucking the creeper fucking pervert dude.
Yeah, I've heard some weird shit about him, man.
He's a weirdo dude.
He's like
the biggest nerd that got played out to be like a fucking
I mean his job
social
is
media celebrity. He's a fucking
job nerd. Is to work on video games.
I'm probably about to be banned on fucking shit from putting that out there, but fuck him.
Someone clip that, send it to Ronnie 2K now. let's see. The captain for Wilbon's team is Common, the rapper.
Fuck yeah, dude. Give me Common.
Dude, Common can ball.
Motherfucker right there.
Common's played two basketball players in two different movies.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. We're good already. Now, here's where it gets bad. Bad Bunny, yeah. Bad Bunny is on his team. You know, the reggaeton dude. Do you remember his air ball last year? Bad Bunny said, Bad Bunny, shot.
hopefully that man been taking some shots.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's where they're going to lose. Like you got Bad Bunny on your team. Oh, God. Hannibal Buress.
Okay, Hannibal is funny as shit.
Kane Brown, the country singer. So, really quick.
Dude. He might be hooping, though.
Dude,
he might be balling.
That's what I was going to say. All right, so here's what I need to really happen with the whole Kane Brown shit, all right? Kane Brown, I need you to go the fuck out there and suck. Because I do not need my wife to be like, see, look, not only is he good at country music, but he can fucking ball, too. And I'll be like, fuck that light-skinned nigga. Like, you know, it's just going to happen. It's just going to happen, bro. Like, I don't... Kane Brown, you... Look, I love that you putting on for us light skins in country music, but at the same time, you putting on for light skins in country music. I'm not ready for it. I was not ready for it.
He about to take him down to Old Town Road. Fucking whoop that ass.
Hey, I don't like where that joke just went. That was nasty.
Why?
Oh, you don't know the story behind Old Town Road?
No.
You don't know what Lil Nas X was really riding?
All right,
I'll take
that back.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Legit.
Cheers.
I do not co-sign that. Fucking retracted.
Yep, that joke is done. We're not going to put that in your stand-up comedy material at all, Nick.
Fuck that.
John Batiste, musician, band leader of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Oh, God, that's bad. Alex Moffat, Saturday Night Live actor and comedian.
Moffat's pretty fucking funny.
He is hilarious. I'm excited to see how that turns out. Chef Jose and Andreas, chef and humanitarian. Oh, snap. Wilbon has famous Los. He has famous Los. Wilbon automatically is going to win.
Yeah, I like that team. Is Common playing?
Yeah, Common's going to be playing. He has
Jadena,
recording artist, which he hasn't made a record in like 2 years, and he's a one-hit wonder. And yeah, and he dresses really fly. I need some suits like the homie. I'd be like, yo, he dresses a little bit weird. It's just his hairstyle that's weird. The suits are on point, dude. But I've just never seen a dude rap in a suit.
There's nothing like it.
Bro, I gotta take you to LA with me, bro. We walk through the fashion district, and it's not what people think when I say fashion district, okay? It's like outside, like strip mall. And bro, we can get like, you get like three fitted suits, like fitted, tailored to you, like right there, done on the spot in like minutes. Like little homie Jorge in the back, he's like, just done, you know? You get like three of them for $99, handkerchief and all.
Dude, let's go. I got two fitted suits. Fucking love them. I got a gunmetal gray and a fucking like light brown. That's chill. Bro. I always whip out a orange tie with it.
Bro, Ty Boogie Browns. Was about to blow all of his money in LA. He was like, "Shit."
Who did?
Ty Boogie. He was ready. He was ready right then. I was like, "Bro, first off, you're too small to wear to be wearing that suit." Like, just.
I always like back in the day that Halloween day when he wore the Foot Locker shirt.
Oh my gosh!
If he wore like a fitted suit like that, he would his Casper looking ass would look like a fucking mannequin.
Dude, it was freaking hilarious. Old man TD, old man TD was there.
Pure white dog, pure white.
Yo, baby powder.
Shit.
I gotta hit him up and bring him on for a show. Be like, yo, just for old time's sake, just come on, have some beers. Let's relax. Let's do let's get you back to interviewing guest. But nah.
Hell yeah.
So who do you think is gonna win? I mean, he also has Aja Wilson he also has Chelsea Gray from the WNBA and Quentin Richardson from the NBA. It sounds like
Quentin Rich with Common and a WNBA player. Which WNBA player?
Chelsea Gray.
Hey, I'm going with like the total package. I like the Quentin Richardson Common combo with Wobon coaching. Wobon's a level-headed, perspective-based person. I just see Stephen A. just pacing up the sideline, stomping his foot, his Oxfords, and yelling at everybody.
Oh, yeah, he does
right. Right, dubiousness out there.
Dude.
Just fucking picking the fuck out.
I want to see all the comedy involved with this event. This event is always fun. NBA, we told you last year to get at us. We're telling you now again. You got ballers here on the Run Boys Fantasy Network. We're talking ballers. Excuse me. Maybe I'm not. Maybe look, that was the universe. Like, you know, you can't ball, bro. Like, I can ball. I'm picking Wilbon as well. You got Common. The second that you have famous Los on your team, I mean, this dude has literally live streamed him at a local 24 fitness, just live streamed it on Instagram, a whole game of him just embarrassing people. We've seen him play against NBA level people. I'm interested in this as well because Quavo said that he's going to be the next Master P, and has told the NBA that he is ready to play a season. What do you think about there being another entertainer? Now, Quavo was an all-star athlete in high school. He pretty much was the second coming of Allen Iverson. He played quarterback. I mean, would you leave a lucrative career with the high class pop / rap group like the Migos? The money's not the problem because it's music money and NBA money.
Yeah, I mean, if he keeps making money, keeps making music. Like, I don't know, dude, Tuliap. Shit like that. Like, there'll be another one that comes along like that where you can kind of, like, record away and send your sound and get it mixed and mastered like that. Shout out to Tuli App. And Joyner Lucas. You're my favorite guy in the game right now. You always fucking preach that shit. It is pretty cool. QC, I've been urging you to fucking check it out, too. So me and you could do some things. But I'd like to see him continue to make music, like go up that route. And follow his passions, follow his shit, and hoop, man.
I mean, he has the size, he has the build, he has the length. It's just a matter of will he be able to pass a drug test to stay away from hookers. Because the music industry is a wild place, brother. So just to wrap up, you know, our whole, you know, NBA segment here. Yo, QC, cough off, tucked in right.
Dude, he got the brochacho fucking symbol in the sky, dog.
Quality of those lyrics, let him go. Yeah, he does. I get called out as soon as I show up. He's right. Oh, man. That's beautiful. What are you most excited for? I mean, we've talked about the Celebrity All-Star Game. I don't know if you've been to, like, an All-Star Weekend before or not. I mean, what are you most excited for?
We talked about it on a couple ones back. I went when it was here in, I think, 97 when I was a little kid in Cleveland at the old gun. I think I still have the pendant over here somewhere. Yeah, over there on the wall. I got two of them. I used to love the dunk contest, but now it's kind of just like it's not the same, man. Like the dunk contest used to really mean something. Now I watch the 3-point. I kind of really don't watch the NBA weekend All-Star game itself, because there's just no defense. It's just alley-oops and open shots and just your fuckery, and everybody's just trying. I will say, though, I really think, though, that Giannis, not taking, really anybody and it being, a lopsided matchup, I think that dude just wants to score and get every rebound, just fucking just put up stats and get the MVP, even if he loses.
Dude, I'm excited to commentate that aspect of that game especially. I think of this weekend of what we wish the NFL Pro Bowl weekend really was. The NBA has done a really good job of marketing the All-Star weekend and all of its infamy. I mean, they get extra help from Instagram and Twitter because of Insta Thoughts on All-Star Weekend. I just slept with a player. Here's a picture. Dingus. We're probably gonna get a new Dingus this weekend. We're probably gonna get a new Casey Dingus, bro. That's another thing that I look forward to. Headlines, baby. Also with that too, I'm excited to the weekend in its entirety. I'm excited about the All-Star game, like I mentioned. 3-point contest, the skills challenge is always dope. The rookie challenge, or the world game. The world game is going to be fun. All in all, though, I mean, I'm excited to see the honors that are going to be placed in that fourth quarter for Kobe. I want to see how that pans out. That's going to be different. And I feel like this All-Star Weekend is going to be a little bit different because of that mood being cast over it, but not completely fully being cast over it. But, I mean, that mood is going to be there. Expect, you know, Dwight Howard to do a Kobe-esque style type of a tribute during his dunk contest. So I'm excited about that part on a serious note. But this weekend is fun. If you are in the Chicago area and you listen to us, first, if you bump into people and you're out at a bar, tell people to subscribe to the Rumble Boys Fantasy Network. if you got time to rush delivery, some merch to yourself, buy a Rumble Boys Fantasy Network shirt and wear it out at your local bars and all of your events and everything. Tell people about it. Make yourself, bro, a walking billboard.
You know your boy always rocks hats, man. Hook me up with some product placement, man. I'll rock a hat out and about all the time.
Dude, I know. We need to get hats done. We need to bring hats back. We did the hat deal for like a short while, and then the distributor was like, fucking prices and shit. And it's like they ran out of the design that we were going with. It's like, fuck you guys. How are you going to run out of the specific design? They're like, yeah, this new era's not making that kind anymore.
Fuck new era, dude. Get the 47 brand. Try and get him at them. Those snaps, dude. I'm a sucker for snaps, dude.
I can't say too much.
Okay, my bad. Oh, I just tipped the tip the card or tip the hat, show the card.
Stay in my email, 47. Other than that,
47, if you're listening, I got like some 65 of your pieces of your merchandise. Hook a boy up in the future. Keep an eye.
Dude, that's how Adam, yo, you just literally just pulled a fucking Adam Rank. That's how Adam Rank had an exclusive like hat line with like the New Era and the Bears, or like I think it was actually 47 and the Bears. Yeah, you just literally fucking pulled Adam Rank. He was like, I already have so many, might as well make me my own custom one. And he has his own line, like it was like one secular like Bears hat, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Mass produced like one hat. That was dope. But ladies and gentlemen, that is our whole show. We greatly appreciate you all for joining us. All-Star Weekend is gonna be lit. I want to thank.
Is it already?
Yeah, we did a minute 30. Or
shit.
Yeah, we did a whole show in a minute 30 seconds, Nick. Oh, we did an hour 30. I can't believe I just said a minute 30, bro. What is wrong with me?
you drank too much or you drank too little? You should have a shot real quick for your boy.
You know what? This shot is for the TBL. For allowing us exclusive access to the players, the coaches, ownership, management, so on and so forth. We could not be more appreciative. Am I right, Nick?
Oh, hell yeah.
We could not be more appreciative. Nick, while we're here, I mean, while we are still on air, brother, how was your first professional interview? I know that you last year, you were sitting back as a viewer watching me and Ty interview the 40 rookies. What was this experience cool, like?
Man. Oh, my bad.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to, you know, what was this experience like for you on the other side of it?
It was cool, man. Like, Bernard's really chill, man. He's good people. Dude, I appreciate the love, man, that he's got me on some mac and cheese if I'm ever in Detroit. That's fucking fire. That's a little bit down the road of like brotherhood and homieship right there.
Future teammates, maybe. Right, future he's teammates.
Good. He's good people, man. He's chill. I like the vibe. And two, for like the interview, it was cool. I'm a crazy ass. Like I'm a stubborn shit. I know. Like in the past, like you were talking about, like maybe help me out, maybe getting me in contact with some people to get a press pass for the Browns or something. But
yeah.
I think like next year, like when off season comes around, if I can fit into my schedule, man, I'm just gonna be that crazy dude that just shows up the camp with a fucking microphone and just fucking from the parking lot tries to just get players to come over. And I'm gonna make a name for myself as like the like low key chill dude that asks stuff like about football, but also asks like real life perspective shit, like mentality type shit, like
yeah.
Real nitty gritty, like meaningful shit that not a lot of other guys like really care about. They just want the steak. Like I like the potatoes and the broccoli too, man. Like I like really like knowing a person's thumbscrew and like you're like really getting to know them on a level. And I won't ever like burn them. Like I won't ever like take something that they say and like spin it to like, oh, like did he imply this or that? It was a cool interview, man. It was cool to, I don't know, just like get that experience up. I've also even talked with. I don't want to, like, name drop, but, like, in the future, like, when I do my podcasts, I've already talked to two former Browns players, one current.
Fuck yeah.
That, like, possibility might be fucking featured, like, might want to come on because they, like, thought of me, like, in talking with them that I'm, like, low-key and chill and, like, a good dude.
Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah. Well, I'm happy that I got to share that experience with you, and I'm happy that I was able, like, as a friend, as a homie, as a brother, to give you that, you know, you have this now forever stamped on your resume. Hey, I've interviewed a professional basketball player and many more to come here within the coming weeks, man. So I'm happy, and you did really well, and you conducted yourself really well. So I want to say that publicly, and I want to give you your kudos as well. You know, I'm used to this. I've done this, you know. High level of professionalism, brother. High level of professionalism. you fucking killed it, and I just want to publicly, while we're still on air, state that I'm proud of you, dude.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate it, man.
No worries.
Wouldn't happen if I fucking didn't link up, man. Didn't get to know you. Didn't get to become your homie and come on and do shit like this with you, man. I appreciate you always having me on.
No worries, bro. We got plenty of more. The future is very, very, very fucking bright. You ready to go ahead and do this? Once again, thank you to the TBL. Thank you to our special guest, Bernard Edwards, a.k.a. on Instagram. You can find him at B_Shuttlesworth. Make sure you give our special guest a follow. Tell him that you loved seeing him on the Run Boys Fantasy Network. Shoot him a message. Just like, yo, it was great. It was an awesome interview, so on and so forth. Nick, any closing words, bro?
No, man, just again, shout out to the Rum family. Shout out to people listening on Spotify. Appreciate you guys coming through. This was a great episode, man. And again, and as always, man, thank you for having me, man. It's always a pleasure. It's always just like hanging out with one of the boys, Kiki Haha, when I do this shit with you.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. The chemistry is real, bro. The way that the Rum fam is built is it's legit, it's real, it's loyal. Shout out to Sportscaster for taking care of us, showing us love. Shout out to Podcorn. Make sure you guys check out Podcorn if you're trying to monetize your very own podcast yourself. Takes literally 2 seconds, and for you to put in the work and email, work with brands, it's super easy. Other than that, I love and I appreciate every single one of you. You guys are all amazing. You guys are literally the sugar, honey, iced tea. I'm talking about this shit, baby. Cheers to me. Cheers to you. All the Rum boys and girls, what it do? Dilly dilly. We out of here.
Hey, just to fuck with you, you should do another shot. I'm a bad influence on homies, dog.
We had a great show, and we're going to have a couple of more great shows.
Hell yeah, man. Do a shot for fucking prep for the next one. Hype for the next one.
This is for Tuesday's Rum Report, and this is for tomorrow on Rum Boys After Dark.
Hell yeah, man. Dilly dilly, bro.
We out of here, y'all. Peace. Hit up rumboys.com, get some merch. QC with the dono hype at the end. This one's for you, too. This one's for you, then, QC.
Hey, he probably said that, commented that almost at the same time I did. We don't want you to be too sauced up and fucked up, so...
I'm off the rest of the day.
Consider it a blanketed brochacho.
I'm off air the rest of the day. I am good. I have nothing but marketing and bookings to do. Some funny ass marketing is about to come out in the next 6 hours.
Hell yeah. I'll do a shot of tequila at the bar later tonight for the Rum family.
Hell yeah. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Have a blessed evening. We out of here. Peace.
Take care, family.
Oh, yeah.